We had some guys on the injury report that didn't participate. One was a non-football illness, Jason Snelling, Jonathan Babineaux, or I'm sure Sean Weatherspoon didn't participate, nor did Kevin Cohn or Charles Mitchell. Charles was injured in the game. Then we had a number of guys that were limited. Babineaux with a hamstring, Sam Baker with an ankle, Harry Douglas with an ankle, Parade Jerry with a knee was limited, as well as Asante Samuel. And then John Abraham's on our injury report with an elbow, but was a full participant in practice today. So with that, I'll let Michael, what do you have?
You had a couple transactions today. First of all, I asked you about the fullbacks, the decision to make the change there.
Yeah, it was strictly a football decision in terms of the evaluation, and we felt like that we needed to make a change there, and we did. So we're very familiar with Mike Cox. He was on our football team last year, competed in the preseason, didn't make our roster originally, and we felt like we were going to bring him back, and that was a decision we made over the last couple of days.
Is that something you expect to help the run game?
I don't know if it will. We certainly hope it helps the run game. Mike is a guy that's familiar. He can step right in. He knows our offense. He was here with us through the entire offseason. And he's a guy that can lead through the hole. He did it last year for us, and a guy that can catch some balls. He had a few catches as well.
What are your impressions of the way the Saints attacked the Eagles' offense on Monday?
How they came after the
came
offense?
After the quarterback,
yeah, they did. They probably ramped up their blitz ratio in that ball game. They got after him pretty good. Sacked the quarterback 7 times, and it was a little different game plan than what they'd shown the week before. But one thing about Coach Spagnuolo is that he's going to have a different game plan every week. He's very good at identifying what he wants to attack and how he wants to attack it, and he puts the game plan together. So there's sometimes not a whole lot of carryover week to week from his game plans.
Do you feel like there's still a feeling out aspect with Spagnuolo in their defense, or they're strictly on game plan and everything else?
Well, I think that they're going to be a game plan defense. That's what he's done. That's what he did when he was at the Giants and when he was the head coach at the Rams. He did the same thing. He was a guy that identified how he wanted to attack the offense and put that game plan together that week. So we're going to have to play our rules and be prepared for a lot of different looks.
Coach, how is practice different during a week against a rival like the Saints compared to other weeks?
Well, when you're playing in the division, it ramps up. There's no doubt about it. You put a lot more weight in terms of the value on division games. You know, ultimately, your number one goal is to win your division, because that's the way to guarantee that you're going to be able to play in the second season. So we basically weigh them as 1.5 games, and it's very important for us. This is only our second division game. This next quarter of the season, 3 out of 4 are going to be against division opponents.
I know a lot of the guys in the locker room talked more about the going 1-0 every week as opposed to the overall record. Do you feel like that's a veteran enough group? You only have to mention that once a week and it's message received and you're just going with your business?
Yeah, so our guys have a very good understanding of the cycle of the NFL, and it is week to week. And you can't really look beyond it, and what happened the previous week's not going to have any bearing on what's going to happen the next game. The dynamics change, the teams change, the rosters change, the matchups change. So I think we have a really good understanding of that we're playing a mission a week, and we want to accomplish the mission, and that's to get the win. And that's a real good football team that we're playing. Offensively, they are doing an outstanding job. Drew Brees is really coming in his own. They've won 3 out of their last 4. They got a lot of weapons. And they play their best defensive game in terms of disrupting the quarterback, and I'm sure that'll be part of their game plan this week.
Let's talk a little bit about the atmosphere in New Orleans in that stadium.
Well, it's probably familiar or similar to what the opposing teams think when they come to here in Atlanta. That's a very boisterous crowd, and it will be an issue in terms of communication for our team this week. We're going to have to make sure that we're on top of it, especially on the offensive side of the ball. We're going to have to be able to use nonverbal communication in terms of getting in and out of plays. So it's a big challenge, and it's a great atmosphere. The Saints and the Falcons, when they meet, it's usually a battle, and we're looking forward to it.